Good evening, everyone. We begin tonight, keeping them honest, with a troubling new indication of just how hard American families have been slammed by this economy. A new study just released by the Federal Reserve paints a grim picture in numbers. The most stunning revelation from the study is that between 2007 and 2010, the average American family's net worth dropped by almost 40%. Now, our focus tonight is how that fact has been portrayed today in the presidential race. On Fox News this morning, Mitt Romney was asked about the Fed study, particularly the drop in Americans' median net worth. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I knew that that's why the American people are having such a hard time. That's why the idea of selecting as a campaign slogan forward is so absurd. People are having hard times in this country, and the president needs to go out and talk to people, not just do fundraisers, go out and talk to people in the country and find out what's happening.
Well, Mitt Romney certainly seems to be placing the blame on President Obama. Now, there's no doubt that a nearly 40% drop in median net worth over 3 years is terrible. But what's lost in the Romney comments is the fact that the 3 years we're talking about, the 3 years the Federal Reserve study looked at, are from 2007 to 2010. President Obama didn't take office until 2009. So President Obama and his supporters say, well, you can't simply blame him. You have to look at the situation that he inherited. And you can agree with that or disagree. But in case you think I'm simply siding with President Obama here in this tit-for-tat, let me also point out that President Obama seems guilty of similar tactics in recent attacks on Mitt Romney. In a new campaign ad, President Obama zings Governor Romney for some bad economic stats in Massachusetts, some of which can also be blamed on, well, you guessed it, the economic situation he was handed when Romney took office. Keeping them both honest on both sides, here's Tom Foreman.
So let's look at those numbers, because that really is the key to all this. If you ignored who the candidates were and you said, what does it really tell us? Look, here's the 2010 figure, $77,300, according to that study of the median family worth. And by comparison to what was before in 2007 under George Bush, $126,400, if you just look at those two numbers, this looks huge. It looks obviously like things were much better here than here. But the key is you have to go beyond that and you have to look at what's happening beyond it, which is the question of this. What were we losing money on? The simple truth is we lost money on our jobs because a lot of people weren't making the money they expected to make. We lost money on our savings because people weren't expecting that either. But the big loser, and this is the key to all of this, the big loser is over here in the question of savings, or in the question of home ownership. Right there, that's where the big, big precipitous fall came in terms of what people were owning and where they lost all of their family value. And look at this chart when that happened. If you look at U.S. home prices, the number one driving force in changing that change in value of net value, median home value, happened right in here. President Obama didn't take office until about here, so you can see this gigantic climb in home values, huge fall off the cliff. He wasn't in office until here. So you're absolutely right. To suggest that somehow it's his policies that led the way to all of this is simply not true. The numbers say that's not the case.
Mitt Romney certainly is saying also that President Obama hasn't done enough to help get home prices back up, get people out of the water, not fast enough. We mentioned, though, Tom, in this intro a second ago, that the Obama campaign is now going after Governor Romney's Massachusetts record using kind of the same criteria they're crying foul against, no?
Absolutely. And you're right. Republicans have a fair complaint to say that maybe the president should have stopped this sooner, he should have turned it around sooner, he should be doing more now. That's an absolutely valid complaint. But on the other side, the Democrats are now coming back at the Republicans with the same tactics. They're saying President Romney, the figure they love to cite over and over again, is that he created fewer jobs when he was governor than almost any other governor in the country. They're absolutely right about that. But what they're not bearing in mind, when you look at this increase from his time when he was in office to here, that's a very, very small, like 1% gain in terms of jobs in his state. What they're not counting is the nature of the economy in Massachusetts. Massachusetts was also hit by a huge recession right before he took office, one that hammered technology companies, and Massachusetts has a lot of them. So the simple truth is both sides are using the same trick on each other. There may be more or less blame either way, but it's the same trick, and it's equally unfair on both sides, Anderson.